a good question. I think of like self-worth and validation, like, you know, like, yes, you know, like I'm smart. I'm good at, like, you know, I do well in school. I've got ultimate career paths that'll net me like 10 times more money.
Topping the year that year.
In terms of accomplishment, that felt as good as like getting my Cambridge offer. On UCAS, it says I rejected Cambridge.
I mean, the biggest thing is like understanding how computers work.
And like, I may eat my words, but I'm actually not as on the AI hype train as most people, I feel. I mean, I didn't know HFT companies existed.
And, you know, if you're anti-capitalism, then you'd say that it's terrible what they're doing.
I can realistically say I can probably buy a house in my lifetime, which is like pretty crazy.
Imperial was very tough in like around 12 hours a day.
The biggest thing that's going to change in our lifetimes, I think, is going to be quantum computing.
I'm always confident that I will be able to solve it.
Themselves against me, which obviously is unfortunate.
Yeah. Someone is going to be number one, like you said, right? And so I'm very lucky that I am.
Yeah,
and so
I don't really have any one country that I feel like I'm a part of.
Because sometimes it's just scary to tell the truth, right? Or to say everything that you're feeling.
It's very powerful to believe that you're lucky.
Why does David spend so many hours helping other people, like literally infinite hours?
That's pretty inspirational too.